Mission Network News, 2-minute version for Saturday, September 4th, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. We begin today in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where international pressure is mounting on the rebels to return to the government. Their abrupt departure from the power-sharing agreement last week pushed the country back to the brink of civil war. Grace Ministries International Sam Vinton says it's a very sensitive situation.
We keep hearing news, you know, comes back. One time it's negative, one time it's positive. And it is a very big concern because where all this trouble would take place, if it did flare up again, would be in the area where Grace Ministries International has most of its ministries.
Meanwhile, people in the Netherlands are looking to know the answers to life. As the demographics change, their questions remain the same. And while the Muslim culture is growing, it's also the segment of Dutch society that's most open to the gospel. Terry Chapman, a missionary with Greater Europe Mission, says the need is desperate.
One thing that we would like to see in our particular area is to have someone come alongside us on the team that has a real heart and passion to reach out to that population, somebody that has some special training in the area of working with Islam, an understanding there of how to move into that culture.
Pray that God will call someone to work in this area. And Christians in Myanmar are asking believers around the world to pray. The military-led government there is making it difficult for believers to worship freely. According to the Baptist World Alliance, crosses have been torn down, Christian children have been taken away from their families and forced to become Buddhist monks, and small group Bible studies are strictly regulated. Despite this, the BWA says the church numbers about 2 million, so the violence may be encouraging evangelism. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term missions trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the Short-Term Missions Database logo on the left, where you can find out about various mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.